This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. Of course, as always, we are juggling flaming machetes in the air to get our guests on and to talk about important topics and to give you the best information you can get to try to help you get well. One of the things that I periodically do is I go through our wellness protocols, and the first one I want to touch on is flu. The current flu going around is the H3N2. Very, very deadly. Killed 500 people that they report. Every year, actually, report roughly 40,000 die prematurely due to the influenza, whether they're elderly or young. We're seeing a lot of young people dying that otherwise have no medical pre-existing conditions that would predispose to why they would die. That's really important for people to understand that. So we are also trying to see if we can scramble to get one of our guests that we couldn't get out of earlier in the week, John W. Spring. We'll see if we can bring John back on because he has a plan to present to the president an economic alternative to war with North Korea, which will be devastating. Millions of South Koreans and our troops will die. And, of course, the danger is that they will also bring in China, which will have a thermonuclear war between Japan and China and us, and it's going to get very ugly. So we're on the edge of war here right now, and we have to understand that. Now, let's go through some of the latest nutraceuticals so you get an idea. With the influenza, the first thing I recommend you take is Power C+, full the Nutra Defense, and Nutriodine. Those are the three core that you want. You can use Defense Wipes to kill off the viruses. You can take, of course, the Nutrimune 26Y to give you the immunoglobulins and the transfer factors to fight pathogens. We have Nutridyne, which is usually 15 to 20 drops. You can take by most, but you can also use it in a Omron or a Sinupulse Elite for your throat or your sinuses, your inhalation therapy, because the virus causes lobar pneumonia and respiratory failure very quickly. The time between onset of infection and death can be as little as 24 hours. People need to realize the best way for your doctor to measure if you're going to get into trouble is have you walk, let's say, in their hallway, and if your oxygen level drops under 85 to 80, it means you're going to decompensate and go into respiratory failure, even if you look pretty good while you're sitting there. So that's one of the best tests that your doctor can do, even if they don't do a full lung function test on you. We have other antipathogenics. We have Allicin Med. We have NutriSilver, and the NutriSilver is an angstrom silver hydrogenated and put in a liposomal enzymatic envelope. It's not equivalent to any other silver by anybody else out there. It is not. We have, of course, the NutriDefense, which blocks the receptor binding domain, blocks the Fenton reaction to allow pathogens to enter tissues, disrupts the viral capsid to RNA and DNA viruses, so it provides amazing protection. Also, it has the most powerful antioxidant to protect you from radiation, too, called polyphenol. So let's go through some of the latest protocols. For example, with pneumonia and bronchitis, I tell people you need to understand that the lung infections that are happening with people are happening relatively quickly. I picked up this bug when I was coming back through the airports from Las Vegas to California, and luckily I had all my nutraceuticals. Otherwise, I'm sure I would have decompensated and gotten in big trouble. So the first thing you want to take is the Allicin Med, and the Nutriodine, and NutriSilver. You want to take NutriDefense and Nutrimune 26Y and Power C+. The infection you can knock out pretty quickly if you do that. You have to presume that you have co-pathogens sitting in your airway for months or years, like strep pneumonia and viruses, just waiting to pounce on you if you get a serious infection causing inflammation in rhinobronchorrhea, where you're getting bronchial mucus and shearing off your cilia, so you're getting into trouble. So people need to be aware that that's what can happen. I'm going to run through some of the top protocols we have here so you get an idea of how we approach things. And I'll give you just, rather than the full protocol, I'll just give you the top two or three things so you get an idea. Hiatal hernia, for example, I recommend you take, with GERD, you want to take the sustained carnitine one, three times a day, and GastroHeal. And you want to replace it with a probiotic like berberstatin. If you have hives and urticaria, we have, of course, the Power C+, the Allure Block, which is a natural antihistamine, which does not cause side effects or interaction with drugs. And we have Allergan as well. If you've got hypertension, you want to be on Cardiovasc, the sustained carnitine, a vascular carnitine, and you want to be taking CoQ10, Supreme, which is the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and things to release nitric oxide like Supernox, twice a day. Hyperthyroidism. You want to be calming down the nervous system and so on, like Graves' disease. You want to be taking the magnesium glycinate, 3 capsules 3 times a day. You want to turn off the hyperimmune reaction of hyperthyroidism, which is long-acting thyroid stimulator and so on. Leaky gut syndrome is Nutrimune 26Y. High-dose brain magnesium like Brain Mag and Calm Mind to calm down the nervous system. You want to reduce the cytokine level with Cell Defense Plus. Very important. Hypothyroidism, you want to replace with thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. So you want to take the mitothyroide. You want to take Minerals Plus, which, by the way, also has selenium. I don't have an actual timeline yet, but it's a matter of a few weeks away for the selenium cruciferate. But we have selenium and the Minerals Plus. You want to take the forskolin, the Scolius forskolii, to help deiodinate thyroid. You want to take Nutriodine at least 10 drops twice a day. Very important. It's not like any other iodine. It will not shut down your thyroid. If you take regular diatomic iodine, you can actually push yourself into hypothyroidism. Immune boosting, again, take Nutrimune 26Y, Power C+, and NutriDefense. If you're trying to improve your memory, your intelligence, your ability for your brain to function, the first thing is improve perfusion with cardiovascular and mitokinase to lower blood viscosity, increase cognitive neurotransmitter levels with Cognition Plus and Brain Power, and Neurogen, especially if you're middle-aged or older, with dysmyelination of neurofiber tracts. If you have jaw and tooth problems, you want to be puncturing CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, hold it in your mouth twice a day, rinse your mouth with NutriSilver, and brush your teeth with a Sonicare toothbrush using a Jason non-fluorinated toothpaste, and irrigate your mouth with a HydroFloss, which will change the charge of the plaque on your teeth and pull it off. If you've got kidney infections, which are very common, especially if you're male, you want to reduce blood prostatic blockage, which is usually prostatic infection, too. You want to be taking, again, a triple threat, Nutridyne, prostate flow, bladder up, those are the top ones, and Swedish flower pollen. Kidney stones and gallbladder stones, magnesium, potassium citrate, very important, and BioLVR. Leg cramps and leg circulation. Again, cardiovascular, reducing blood viscosity with Omega Supreme Pro, the release of nitric oxide with Supernox, and taking carnitine are forms of vascular carnitine. Life extension. Again, we have a whole bunch of life extension nutraceuticals to reverse somatopause. You want to take 5 sprays before exercise, morning and bedtime, microdose. You want to take India Me, 5 drops morning and bedtime, and a Red Deer Velvet. We'll soon have the new Red Deer Velvet DR caps, but the other one works fine. I take 2 capsules every morning. Liver and alcohol problems, you want to reverse that with ultrathiamine B1, gamma E plus of cell defense, glutathione and cell defense plus. And to stop the elevated triglycerides, you want to block glucagon, which creates triglyceride fatty liver, and that is berberstatin, 2 capsules twice a day. Hepatitis C, again, we have triple threat. We have the Nutridyne, Alcimed, NutriSilver. And hepatitis C, the virus, you can actually get rid of also with Nutrimune 26Y, 2 capsules 2 to 3 times a day. Alopecia, which is a form of totalis or areata. The first thing is usually autoimmune, and that means it's tied to leaky gut. You got to correct that with living probiotic every day, twice a day, living probiotic ultra every second or third day. Berberstatin and probiotics and prebiotics, for example, that are present, say, in Ageless. You want to repair the scalp by reducing inflammation with pregnenolone, using what's called recidival hair tonic on the scalp and reducing the inflammation with pregnenolone and curcumin cream, because that's why the totalis occurs, it's inflamed. Let's see, chronic lupus erythematosus. We talked about all autoimmune disease. You have to reduce cytokine levels, and that's high-dose power C. We're talking about 20 to 40 gram equivalents of vitamin C. For every 3 vitamin C, 1 full vitamin K2, you want to be taking ellagic acid and malignant block to repair the DNA. You want to reduce cytokine levels with Cell Defense Plus, which is our special super-absorbed curcumin, more powerful than any other curcumin on Earth, including from India. We have malaria prevention. Malaria, you do not want to take Vanzadar or these other drugs. They're extremely toxic to your eyes and your nerves, peripheral nerves. Within 6 to 12 weeks, you develop peripheral neuropathy and visual changes. So malaria prevention, we mentioned the antipathogenics. And we have that full protocol. It will knock out the malaria parasite in your body, and you won't end up with intracellular parasites in your red cells. Back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. If you're on to get healthy, you just have to contact me. You can contact by 888-212-8871. Even better, drop me a direct email. Send it to drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com, drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com, and drbilldeagle@hotmail.com without the MD, and I will answer your email. Even if you've never been a customer, if you have purchased a product and have a time window, I'll try to call you back in the time window. Give me several. I'm super busy. And by the way, I'm not too busy to answer everybody's call. If you have an emergency situation, if you're depressed, if you feel you can't afford the supplements, we'll try to figure out something for you. If you have a serious health problem or a crisis, do contact me by email is best. And I check my email 20 times a day at least, and I'll respond to your answer. People are breaking their fingernails. Their hair is breaking off in their pillow. Their skin is starting to wrinkle. You want to take Collagen Max, and our new one contains biotin. By the way, we're updating all our info sheets and all of our products, so you'll see the latest info on all of our products. We're also embedding videos on all the products here at NutraMedical. We, of course, have announced that we're adding new product with the Sonic Life, a vibrational device. If you want more information on that, drop me an email. I'll give you a lot more information on how you can purchase or release the information and this technology, and also marry it to our morphogenetic field therapy and specific treatment frequencies to heal your body. It's just probably the best technology for doing the morphogenetic field therapy. You can get a little antenna with the system, less than $200, through our affiliate, Lewis EMF, that I've assembled the parts of that machine. But you need a consultation in order for you to proceed, because I have to give you the frequencies. Nasal congestion, sinus problems. You want to get a Sinea Pulse Elite, which you can buy either online at ZetJet.com, over at Amazon or a local pharmacy. The Sinea Pulse Elite device you want to fill with either distilled or pure water system water, which, by the way, if you purchase it through us, you get 10% off. We are actually going to be expanding our water filtration systems here shortly, so we've got the comparative supplier for pure water systems, and that'll be happening soon, too. The Sinea Pulse, you want to put Sinea Air Powder in, so it's U-osmolar, it's not either hyper or hypo-osmolar. You want to put Neutrodyne in the device, usually 20 drops in the chamber of 800 mils. You want to irrigate at least 200 mils per side for your sinuses to clear out sinus congestion, parasites, pathogens, yeast, etc., fungal balls, etc. And it'll allow the cilia to regenerate, allow all of the co-pathogens to be cleared out of your sinuses. They're also a little clear tip. If you want to do inhalation therapy, you can take, even Neutrodyne. Don't do it directly, but put it in normal saline. You can do inhalation therapy if you've got a serious infection. One gentleman with Pseudomonas aeruginosa in his lungs, none of the other conventional doctors or alternative doctors were helping him. We eventually started to clear it up with inhalation therapy using Neutrodyne, and this technology using the Omron or a Sinea Pulse Elite will work. We have peripheral neuropathy. Whether it's diabetic or toxic, the first thing you want to take is Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid, ultrathiamine B1, and you want to be taking the omega fatty acids, Omega Supreme Pro. You want to reduce the nitroperoxy radical with gamma A+, the hydroperoxy radical with cell detox, glutathione, and ultrathiamine B1 are extremely important. Osteoporosis. I had an email just earlier. Somebody said, I have osteoporosis, osteopenia. 6 capsules a half an hour to 40 minutes after the 2 largest meals of the day. You want to take with that 2 of the full vitamin K2 twice a day, 4 to 5 of the 5,000 IU soft gels of the vitamin D. And you want to be taking also Myco-D2, 2 capsules twice a day, and Collagen Max, because 40% of the dry weight of your bones actually is collagen. The bone generator actually is not just calcium hydroxyapatite. It actually has bone hormones, It has fractions of collagen. It has all the trace elements, silica, boron, and manganese. So it's an amazing formula, and it's BSC certified free. Pancreatitis. Remember, pancreatitis, you want the proper investigations. The first test you do is an ultrasound. If it shows pancreatic pseudocysts, you want to do a CT scan and follow up with a PET scan to make sure there's no pancreatic cancer developing. If there's abnormal ducts, you want to be able to do a test called an ERCP test, which will determine if you have abnormal flow of bile back into the pancreas, and that needs to be surgically dealt with an endoscopic surgery. You don't have to do open surgery. To reduce the pancreatitis, you want to be taking Gastroheal 2 tablets 4 times a day, Cell Defense Plus, and you have to reduce any local infections that may be occurring as well that often can occur in the bile ducts or the pancreatic itself. So that's important. So that's the starter protocol. We have to do a lot more. Parkinson's disease, we have specific peptides we use for the brain. Again, the main things we do there, we want to myelinate the brain. So you need to use singulin and myelin basic protein, and also Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid. You need to stop the free radicals with gamma A+, cell detox glutathione, and ultrasound B1. And you want to stop the Fenton reaction with Nutri-Defense, two capsules 3 times a day. Parkinson's disease, we have specific peptides, transcranial lumen photon frequency 3, mild hyperbaric oxygen, and we can also use morphogenetic field therapy. So if it's ALS or Parkinson's, you have to understand it's an autoimmune disease. These are almost always tied to leaky gut syndrome and autoantibodies and stealth pathogens that trigger off the reactions of elsewhere in the body and immune damage to the brain. Prediabetes, very, very common to see this, and diabesity, I call it. First thing to do is you want to regulate your appetite, so you want leptin metabolic, a capsule in the morning. Glycemics to replace meals, you should fast 1 day a week and 4 days a month with glycemics. I recommend you can mix it if you want to with ageless and life support, but the main thing is glycemics fast. You want to be taking your minerals while you're doing that fast, which is Vitamin Mineral Max or Mix and Minerals Plus to replace your minerals, so you're not just on a mineral deficient day, but you want to basically switch to glycemics for that fastest, say 5 ounces of the glycemics drink 3 or 4 times a day while you're on the fast. The diabetic, dibetaline, very important, at least a capsule twice a day, berberstatin a capsule twice a day, and biotin plus a capsule twice a day, as well as a low glycemic diet with only glycemic foods under 50 glycemic index are eaten. Very important to reduce insulin levels. Glucagon, you reduce it with berberstatin, and of course you have to reduce cortisol. We have our now stress to go that will reduce excess cortisol, which drives up your blood sugar and insulin. So that will help dramatically. Most people that are obese also have hypometabolism, so they require mitothyroid, Nutridyne, and Minerals Plus to replace all the minerals necessary, and for colon to increase the levels of activated T3 because they have type 2 hypothyroidism. Prostate cancer, just got a recent report. People should do a free and combined PSA to measure if it's a benign enlargement or cancerous. They should do a transrectal ultrasound, a needle biopsy, karyotype analysis with a pathologist. And if it's present, you want to use neurovascular sparing surgery. Most people are getting excessive treatment or damage the neurovascular bundles, so they lose not only bladder control but never have an erection again after. No need for that at all. And we use nutraceuticals to stop cancer, whether you do conventional cancer therapy, which I don't agree with, or insulin potentiated chemo after you do an ENOS2 and RGCC test in Greece. You want to do insulin potentiated chemo and get the dendritic vaccine. It's available actually in Canada very easily, but we actually have dendritic vaccines available in Tijuana, Mexico, customized to your tumor. So contact me and I'll help you no matter what cancer you have, whatever disorder, bones, minerals, peptides, you know, entrapped nerves, tarsal tunnel syndrome in your foot, carpal tunnel in your hand. We have protocols for everything you can imagine. 877-317-6432. Call in for health issues. Just got a recent email probably this morning. A lady with hepatitis C, she's been relying on us for some time. She was contacted. Her doctor wanted her to take a hepatitis B vaccines times three. There is a drug available, but it's cost about $10,000 a month to take it for hepatitis C. You don't need that. We have three major antipathogenics, Nutriodine, which is the only monatomic Tesla-activated iodine in the world. Nobody else has anything comparable. We have NutriSilver, which is the angstrom silver hydrogenated to make it alkaline in a liposomal enzymatic envelope. It's not colloidal. We have Allicin Med with a German source, so it's less than half the cost and 200 milligrams more Allicin. We have NutriDefense I designed that blocks the receptor binding domain for viruses, disrupts the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and boosts your natural killer cell activity to kill viruses off. We have NutriDefense that transfers to your immune system immunoglobulins and transfer factors for immune memory to fight not only hepatitis C and B, but other major pathogens, including strep pneumonia and viruses and fungi. No need at all. So if you do a viral load of DNA virus for hepatitis B and C, and you start taking your antipathogenics, within a month to 2 months, the viral loads drop to zero. Stay on a maintenance dosage for a period of 6 months to a year, and then retest. So there's no need at all to rely on these so-called peripheral vaccines or toxic drugs. They all have side effects, and they aren't guaranteed, and they're expensive, and they'll bankrupt you. We have a question, too, regarding, her name is Elizabeth, and she had a project or a number of medicines she's taken. Let's see. She has apparently, she's only 5'5" tall, but 250 pounds. Obviously, she's got diabetes. She also has COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she wants to know what she would take. She's also hypothyroid, has anxiety, bipolar, year-round allergies, high blood pressure, bad high cholesterol, low good cholesterol, vitamin D3 deficiency, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, continued elevation white blood count, absent any sign of infection, vestibular disorders and vertigo, anemia, PTSD. Wow, she's got a long list of problems. She's going to require a property consult. I'll start off with some starter protocols. But, Elizabeth, you need to realize that if we first treat the diabetes and get your weight down, it'll help your obstructive sleep apnea. Diabetes is the basis for many other illnesses, including dementia, deep vein thrombosis. Cancer rates are six times higher in diabetes patients. Obstructive apnea, you can actually measure a marker at Veritas Labs, even if you're normal weight. If that marker is high, you're at risk of obstructive apnea. It's a specific cardiac marker. We need to check and realize that when your cholesterol is high, that's not a risk factor for heart disease. It's the abnormal lipid fractions like small particle HDL and VLDL3. And a lipid electrophoresis is far more accurate than what the doctors do in measuring nuclear spectroscopy. Sometimes people have conditions where they think that they're, they're going to spend a whole lot of money and just get like 10 days of relief. Apparently she had a problem with seeing her ENT doctor, and they had a confirmed MRI, MRA. Other health problems, she had a diethylstilbestrol baby. She was a DES baby. She thinks that might have started off a lot of her problems. And, of course, the DES was used back in the 1960s. So we'll deal with that. We need to do some advanced testing. So she needs to have a proper consult. Most doctors are not trained or recognized what we call living pathology or functional medicine. I will train any doctor case by case, but they have to understand they need to go to what we call legal school. I will take the case or a patient transfer information through Citrix share file or a secure means of getting the information to me. Then I review the case at 150 per half hour and actually will provide lists of imaging studies, genetic studies, epigenetic studies, toxicology, et cetera, to analyze what's going on. And we can find a solution to the problem. Let's go back to our protocols. Spider veins on your knee by your body, you want to use VeinAway, believe it or not. Spinal and joint recovery pain syndrome, of course, most people don't realize that three-quarters of the nerves supplying radial and C-fibers for your spine are in your apophyseal joints. One-quarter are the back of the disc, the posterior annulus, the ligamentum flavum, and the dural nerve sleeve. So you have to understand what the cause of pain is. There are also muscle firing imbalances, which if you do an EMG, you can actually find these imbalances present at specific levels. The best way to find out the source of pain is to do a digital thermogram and an Axon 2 scan, which is called axonpain.com. You'll find a doctor in your part of the country or outside the country. The Academy can refer to the American Association of Sensory Medicine that I belong to. And Dr. Jim Hedgecock and his team will find a doctor that can do the analysis for you. I can look at an analysis along the digital scan and tell you what your pain generators are, and then we can specifically deal with them, whether you need an interventional pain doctor to do a transferamidal nerve block or facet block, or we just need to use our special nutraceuticals such as Inflamax, Joint Performance Tendon Mender, Red Deer Velvet, etc. So lots of things we can do, including peptides to regenerate your joint surfaces that you don't need to suffer. Stroke and TIA protection, the main problem with stroke people realize is actually due to plaque formation. It's not the intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways. So you want to make sure you measure your blood viscosity and cardiac markers like Veritas Labs and labs like Genova Labs, Tutwiller, Washington, Meridian Valley Laboratories, etc., which I can send test kits. The TIA risk basically means you're getting small microclots throwing through your vascular bed of your brain, or you're getting vasospasm that's causing a problem. That's easy to stop. Vasospasm with CoQ10 ubiquinol. You puncture a soft gel and hold it in your mouth for 10 minutes twice a day. You want to take pyrimethyl B12, bio-LVR, and superfolate, and it'll stop vasospasm along with semethyl, which is S-adenosyl methionine, because it's the vessel wall, which can be protected by two capsules twice a day of Vanoway, and semethyl, one sachet twice a day, will stop the vasospasm of your blood vessels. We can also use, of course, other things to stop vascular spasm. The CoQ10 ubiquinol, you can bite one and swallow one twice a day, and that'll make a big difference in terms of vasospasm of your cerebral vascular tree. And you want to do a B-scan ultrasound to show you're not throwing off microclots. Let's see now. We have a number of talks that we actually have listed up here as well that I have posted up. By the way, all my talks that I've been doing over the years at different conferences, I'm updating those video talks, and they're going to be posted up on YouTube, on Vimeo, which are two major platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Speaker, Dailymotion, and BitChute. So you'll find those pretty well everywhere, and they're almost all completely free, so you just have to access. If you go to YouTube, you can find them by searching through different subtopic areas and Vimeo. Vimeo is probably the best platform, but YouTube is bigger. But Vimeo is definitely the far superior system. Weight loss protocols, you have to cut your calories significantly. You want to cut out insulin stimulation, so you want to get away from diet drinks. You want to have anything, you want to make sure everything is less than 50 glycemic index food. You want to fast 1 day a week and 4 days a month. At those points, your body metabolism is switching back to what we call placental metabolism, so it's generating biomolecules to prevent organ and tissue degeneration. Weight loss protocols require exercise. The best is the new Sonic Life Vibration, where you're doing at least 15 to 20 minutes a day of Sonic Life exercise that will stimulate your metabolism. You want to take metabolic activation, things like forskolin, metathyroid, things for lower insulin resistance like diabetoline, berberstatin, and biotin plus, and glycemics. You want to boost your metabolism rate, which with mitothyroid and Neutrodyne and Minerals Plus, to boost your generation of T3, activated T3, and the forskolin. Weight loss is important to do both cutting down insulin, cortisol, and glucagon. Those are the three hormones. If you're eating an insulinogenic diet with diet pops, if you're having food that has a high glycemic index, you're going to drive up insulin. And the counter-insulin hormones, cortisol and glucagon. So they're going to all have negative effects. Vocal cord post-polyps. It's important to realize that if you're a singer or if you speak loudly or scream a lot, you're going to get vocal cord inflammation. You can reduce that by taking anti-inflammatories for the tissue cell defense plus. You can also do sprays locally because there's usually pathogens on the vocal cords of NutriSilver, so it'll help tremendously. Vitiligo, this is an autoimmune disease damaging the melanocytes in your skin. Again, remember, our protocol is to always repair the leaky gut syndrome first. Apply curcumin and pregnenolone on the skin after NutriSilver to knock out any pathogens that are driving the vitiligo in the skin. We'll be back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. Present the problem and we'll provide you the solution and the pathway to find the answers. welcome back, and we're dealing with lots of these different wellness condition issues. Vaccine detoxification is very common. Firstly, most vaccines have what's called adjuvants, most commonly heavy metals like mercury and other toxins. You want to use Keeler Max, 2 to 3 capsules twice a day. Ultra Liquid Zeolite, the only non-acid wash zeolite, 13 drops in water 3 times a day, and some methyl, 1 sachet of the nitrogen protected crystals of acetonezomethionine and trimethylglycine. Tropical diseases protocol. Well, if you're traveling to a tropical disease country, you don't want to be taking Fansidar for malaria or other toxic drugs or antibiotics. You'll get dysbiosis where you'll destroy your normal gut bacteria. What I strongly recommend is at that time you start taking your triple threat, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, and Allicin Med, and Nutrien Defense, and Nutrimune 26Y. And if you do that, you're going to protect yourself against getting an infective diarrhea. You want to use Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra. We actually have people that have served and taken care of people in Haiti. And if you're taking the Living Probiotic Ultra, you won't even pick up dysentery. It's that powerful. Tinea, which is a skin fungal infection, you want to use on the skin NutriSilver. You can actually use Nutridyne as well. And you don't want to use Nutridyne in open lesions, but NutriSilver, then pregnenolone and curcumin cream will stop the tinea. You can actually take orally or internally Allicin Med and Nutritriodine as well. Thoracic outlet syndrome, very common. You can actually measure the nerve entrapment conditions and find out exactly where they are with the axonpain.com nerve scan of A delta and C fibers. The thoracic outlet syndrome responds very nicely to using enzymes such as seroflozyme and Inflamex, and then reducing the tissue inflammation with Cell Defense Plus to reduce the cytokine levels and enzymes to break up the scar tissue. The seroflozyme and Inflamex will allow deep tissue massage, such as, and I like Thai massage the best because it's not just going to deal with massaging the deep tissues. Every Wednesday I go for mine with my Thai massage therapy, Fen, here at the at Sala, S-A-L-A, Thai massage in Vista, California, and they're very, very expert. Their technology is superior because they also manipulate the joints, get full muscle range of motion, well, and joint range of motion back as well. So it's much more effective than regular, a simple massage. Tinnitus. Ring in the ears. You want to use Maniera and middle ear capsule drops, capsules, 1-3 times a day. You want to stop the free radicals with Gamma E Plus, Cell Defense, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrathione B1, and remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts. Oftentimes, the inflammation in the middle ear will settle down. So tinnitus responds to that. We also can use Lumen Photon, setting number 3 for regeneration, and 7 for turning off inflammation in the middle ear in the cochlea and the balance mechanism. Let's see now. Let's look at toxic mold syndrome. Toxic mold, of course, is very common. Stachybotrys, Chitaro, and other fungi are extremely dangerous. They generate aflatoxins and aldehydes, et cetera, that can be neurotoxic. So you want to kill off the fungus, both the budding and branching forms. And that's why I recommend the full triple threat plus Nutrimune 26Y, Nutri Defense, and our probiotics, Living Probiotic Ultra, and Berberstatin. Because if you have fungi in one part of your body, such as your toenails, you very often have fungi in your sinuses or in other places in your body. If you're diabetic, for example, and you're getting a diabetic coram leg changes in the skin, that's actually nuclei being pushed through your bones, believe it or not. So that's important to understand that. Let's see. Let's look at some of the other things. Sun exposure. Believe it or not, we discovered this years ago, if you put steroids in the skin, you can turn off the sunburn. You don't need to use steroids. You can use pregnenolone and curcumin cream. It'll turn off the sunburn. Along after you spray the tissue with NutriSilver, because there's often stealth infections that explode when you get sun injury. Stool are called blood tests. The first thing is a lot of people get colonoscopies. I'm not a colonoscopy fan. They don't sterilize the colonoscopes properly. I recommend, firstly, you get a stool are called blood test after you're off red meat, aspirin, and vitamin C for 5 days. If the test is positive, the next test to do is an ultrasound of your abdomen, see if you have polyps, which in case if you do. If it's in the descending colon, you can do a polypectomy and have the surgeon analyze it with a pathologist. You can then do the next test to do a CT scan of your entire colon from your cecum to your descending colon and your rectus sigmoid. The next test to do is an ENOS2 protein. If it's positive, it means you have cancer. In that case, you need to brew a surgical approach toward the cancer where it's located with a CT scan, spiral thin section CT, and a PET scan. You can follow it up with the RGCC live cancer cell test in Greece, and then you can do insulin potentiated chemo and a dendritic vaccine, along with their nutraceuticals, elagic acid, malignant block, high-dose power C, full vitamin K2, and our enzymes to strip off the capsule of the tumor, such as seraflozyme and Inflamex, so the cancer immune system, under the influence of Nutri Defense and Nutrimune 26Y, can find and pursue and kill the cancer. So you don't want to be taking paint by numbers chemo. Sore throat recovery. Spray your throat with Nutri Silver. Swallow, put a tablet of your in your mouth to chew it of Gastro Heal, which is incarnosine, heal the sore throat. Smoking cessation. Again, Posidol to help stop the addiction patterns. Three little caplets three times a day. Calm Mind and Brain Make, which calm and break the cycle. We'll also be adding soon a form of cannabinol oils made from hemp that do not have any hallucinogen like Delta 9 THC. These will be added here shortly. We'll have a new supplier available on our site. Skin, hair, and anti-aging. First thing to do is take Collagen Max. Treat your skin with a moisturizer, which is the pregnenolone and DHEA over the dry areas. And if you have if you take the combination of the right fatty acids, you'll regenerate your skin, which includes Omega Supreme Pro and, of course, Omega Cod Liver Liquid with the fat-soluble vitamins that are necessary for healthy skin. So Omega Cod Liver Liquid, very important for your skin, as well as Omega Supreme Pro. Sinusitis, you want to use the Sinu Pulse Elite. You want to be irrigating four times a day. You want to spray your nose with a vertical nasal spray with Nutri Silver and take Alcimeda capsule twice to three times a day, along with Neutrodyne in water, 15 drops three times a day. That'll knock out the infection. Scoliosis, I recommend EMG biofeedback to restore normal muscle firing patterns of the spine. Very often there's arthritic changes in the spine. That's where you're going to require Inflamex and seraflozyme, joint performance and tendon mender, mountain red velvet, and collagen max to heal. Rheumatoid arthritis, we try to actually get rid of the leaky gut syndrome, reduce the cytokine levels with high levels of cell defense plus, and our free radical blocking, and of course the stealth pathogen in this case is Mycoplasma fermentans incognita. And just like the pathogen present that triggers off multiple sclerosis, just like we have with other conditions like ALS and so on, they think there's not a pathogen, they're wrong. There's almost always a pathogen triggering off autoimmune homologous immune reactions. It's usually babesiosis or ehrlichiosis or Lyme. And there's a section of the parasite's pathogenic protein that actually looks identical to the myelin sheath or the nerve itself, the nerve cell body. So you have to understand that immune homology, especially attached to toxic chemicals, is a primary cause of most illnesses. The psoriasis, and again, with psoriasis, it's pathogens that trigger off interleukin 27 in the prickle cell layer of your skin. Again, you want to apply Nutri Silver and Neutrodyne and apply pregnenolone and curcumin cream to the skin and turn off the inflammation internally by using high-dose Inflamex and seraflozyme to reduce inflammation in the skin. Let's see. Aspartame detoxification. Aspartame is formaldehyde, diketopiperazine, and methyl alcohol. You want to use, of course, to start with the drinks like the Life Support, which has phase 2 detox, Xenoestrogen detox, a high dose use of Nutri Defense, which has a polyphenol catechin, to pull the toxins, and you want to remove the toxins with semethyl 1-sachet twice a day, and the other detox agents such as Cell Defense Plus, which is our curcumin. Very important. Prostate problems. For the first thing is prostate flow. We upgraded our formula last fall. It's much more powerful. 1 to 2 soft gels twice a day. Bladder up, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, and Swedish flower pollen, 2 tablets, 4 times a day, and prostate problems are gone. I would add antipathogenics, Nutriodine, Allicin Med, and Nutri Silver to knock out the pathogens, because usually there's Trichomonas, E. coli, and other pathogens growing in the prostate that cause the inflammation. And detox with Xenoestrogen Detox, Keeler Max, remove the heavy metals, and Ultra Zeolite, because there's often both heavy metals and toxins in the prostate causing the problems. We will be back tomorrow with another amazing show. You don't want to miss it. We have, coming back on the program, Lowell Pyle, coming back on the program, Ryan Frace will be back, Jonathan from our one of our major suppliers, Vince Finelli and USA Prepares, and I'll be on Mr. Rose's show over on Revolution.